out of the black hole, music escapes into the real world. Guitar music, Stacey guitar music. Get up and dance. It's time to connect the dots. And as the music comes out of the black hole into your eardrums, I'm looking out the other side of the black hole. I can see the back of my head. Can you believe that? I mean, who said the universe isn't curved? Well, throw me a curveball, said the pitcher. Oh, man. There's a lot of heavy thoughts connected with that statement. Hey, I am the ethical candidate. I am a 2024 U.S. presidential candidate, a writing candidate. I got to do it the poor man's way, but it's one of the easiest jobs in the world to run for, president of the United States as a write-in candidate. Basically, if you're an American citizen, you can do this. Hey, I'm doing it. Did the last election, election before that. But at the same time, I claim I'm the only qualified person to be the next president of the United States because I'm the guy who has all the answers. I'm the guy who knows how to take command of the situation. And I'm the guy who knows how to order the Congress to get to work. That's right. They need to be ordered to get to work because they're not going to volunteer to do anything except bribe money. Take bribe money. That's the only thing they volunteer to do. And stab you in the back at the same time. Because they're all New World Order puppets. All of them. Forget about it. You find me one that isn't, okay, you found the one. All right, but that's about it. That's how pathetic the situation is. You know, they scare people from talking about things. You ever read the rules of Twitter? Yeah. They're so vague, and you know, and then all of a sudden out of the blue, yeah, we're going to close your account for violating our rules. Yeah, the vague rules that nobody could possibly follow and follow their conscience at the same time. I know. They're part of the New World Order too, but it's a good platform to learn things on and share information. You just got to be careful how you do it. Ah, boy. Hey, November is not far away, and as I look into my crystal ball here, I can see it's going to be business as usual at the election booths. All the machines are going to be rigged for the people that are in charge of the machines to make the candidate at the New World Order, the candidates that the New World Order wants to be elected. And you, the stupid people, that's right, you, who are going to go out there and vote for Democrats, you're part of the problem. And you, who are also going to go out and vote for Republicans, you're also part of the problem, too. Don't you understand? These two guys, these two unethical organizations are basically different versions of the same unethical version of New World Order puppets that are infiltrating every government in the world. Hey, New World Order, I mean, we're at war. They're in the middle of their takeover. Of course, they're going to lose the war. Thanks to the help of our Galactic Federation star nations that have gathered together around our planet Earth. You know, we got the most important planet in the whole damn universe. Do you realize that? If you've been following what's been talked about planet Earth recently, yeah, the whole universe is watching what's going on here because we're the last stronghold of the dark side. Yeah, they still got their dirty little fingers stuck into all the mechanisms of our world here, you know, trying to conjure up more hate and evil and negative vibrations. And of course, you know, at this point, we know they're going to lose, and we know that we're going to be victorious in the end. It's called Victory of the Light. You know, this is we're in the midst of the final battle between good and evil, and they're going to lose it. They're going to lose the battle, but they're going to go down as a bunch of diehards trying to take us with them. Those no good so-and-sos. They're unethical. they're servants of evil, reptilian pawns. We can go on, just dirtbags. We can't wait till they're removed from our planet. If only the ETs could show up tomorrow and get this over with. Mom, we want all the goodies we've been promised, you know? It's going to be like Santa Claus showing up with presents. Well, we don't want to wait too long for this. We waited long enough. We want some action, physical action by the ETs to get down here and remove all the bad guys. I mean, we got trials going on now. Bill Gates has got a big murder trial against him in the country of India. But even if they find him guilty, do they? Is the Indian government really going to go out and arrest him? And I don't think so. It'd be nice if they did. Again, we're going to need our galactic brothers and sisters to do this because they know where everybody hides out. They have the higher technology, and they can just beam him off our planet if necessary. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam up the trash, Scotty. And toss them in the central sun. I hear that's where how it's done. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you've got a phone, you can participate. If you don't have a phone, I don't know, where are you from? Andromeda Galaxy or something? Do people need telephones on telepathic communities? I don't know. That's a good question. Is this the only place in the world where we use telephones, in the universe, rather, planet Earth? Again, there's that ongoing debate. Well, I started it, basically, that certain things can be better described with verbal language than telepathically. If you can't understand that, well, you don't think far enough as to the point I think of. And I can see how, in certain situations, you can actually describe something better with words that the picture, sending that communication, a picture with a meaning to it, will be lacking in some situations. Other situations, it works perfectly. But having done both telepathic communication and verbal communication, I can safely say there are certain things that you need the words to pinpoint what you're talking about, because the picture could be deceptive, you know? Suppose I telepathically sent you a picture of what I didn't want to happen, as opposed to what I wanted to happen. Would you be able to understand that this is what I don't want to happen? You know, and I hear the universe gets a little confused with that. They don't know when we're joking or not. So it's important to clarify what you are going to say, what you mean, what you say. The famous Jesus said, let your yes be yes and let your no be no. And what did we do in America here in the last century? Oh, we thought it was real cool, something that was really likable and good. Oh, that's bad, man. That's really bad. So we were confusing ourselves, and we were going against the doctrines of God himself. You know, what Jesus taught in his gospel, when he preached the gospel to people, it was the word of God, because he clearly explained, I don't give you my own ideas, I give you what the Heavenly Father tells me to say. How many people actually say that? Well, that's the only case I know of, but there might be other people around there. But that essentially is the word of God. But other prophets are out there giving words of information, but sometimes it's really hard to tell where the telepathic communication is coming from. Is it coming from the source, the single source of all there is, God? You know, the Heavenly Father, if you personally know him as such. And, or is it some other high-ranking spirit being sending you a message? And sometimes it doesn't matter. The matter is that you participate. There's a message coming in, and it's basically telling you, go out there and speak it. And then you just go do it. You know, it works like that, too. You don't have to know where it's coming from. But you will ethically know. Hey, this is Tom Edison. I am the ethical candidate for political office, you know? 2024 presidential candidate, I am the only person ever qualified to run for president of the United States. Even George Washington, he wasn't qualified. He was the best choice at the particular time. And there have been some good, a few good people that have run for president and didn't get elected, you know? And unfortunately, some of them got assassinated. Well, you got to play your hand right. You know, there's some funny things out there on Twitter about people are bringing point to some of the dumb things the Vice President of the United States says. We're talking about, you know, the lowlife that's holding the position of authority now. Oh, my Lord. Such stupidity, such lack of real leadership, you know? I don't know who's worse, her or the man in charge. I don't get it. I mean, one's dumber than the other, dumb and dumber. And nothing but New World Order puppets. Not an ounce of integrity between either one of them. They just, you know, they're pawns in a game of chess. So what's going to happen in November, you know? And this is USA. Are we going to... No, I don't hear any talk about changing the voting machines. None whatsoever. And why isn't anybody talking about it? It's going to be the same sham in the midterm elections here, it was in the presidential election. You know? We won't have any nonsensical electoral votes to worry about. That thing should have been gotten rid of ages ago. I mean, that's an insult to the general public. The original point of having the electoral votes was that the forefathers... thought the public might be too stupid to elect somebody that might not be qualified. So they came up with this electoral thing that the special electoral appointees are more qualified than the regular people. Well, that's kind of unethical in its own way, you know? How come that hasn't been challenged? How come it hasn't been gotten rid of? Because it's a game that the politicians love to play. It's easier to win an election with electoral votes than it is with actual votes. Because it always gives you an opportunity to cheat, you know? And politicians love to cheat because they love to win. They don't care how they win, just as long as they win. That's all they care about. Because winning means they can get a free ride for 4 years. Don't have to do anything. Only have to meet the people with the bribe money. Just have to pretend to doing something. We're all sick of this shit. We don't have any laws in place and enforcement of laws to get rid of crooked politicians like your first screw-up, which won't be long. We need to get rid of them immediately. And that's it. You know, if you're not doing your... If you haven't done anything in a month or two, well, we need to have a removal election. You know, and we need to use you know, voting systems that can't be cheated with. And forget about the electronic voting machines, because they're too easy to cheat with and delete votes and all kinds of crap like that. But there's going to be plenty of cheating this coming election. Oh, yeah, and nobody is doing anything to stop it. Is that sickening? I mean, what's the point of even having it, you know? I mean, jeez. But, you know, we need to give it our best shot. But, I mean, what is everybody brain dead? Don't have to answer that. I'll answer it for you. Yeah, everybody is brain dead, pretty much. The people in charge of the situation, and it's not so much they're brain dead. They're just all bribe takers, a whole lot of them. Everybody in government is a bribe taker. Can you show me one person who's not? Come on. You know, the last honest politician, Ron Paul, I mean, you know, he isn't part of the Congress anymore. Is there anyone left? I don't think so. So there's going to be 535 crooks running for office or something close to that come November. Well, it's a sad situation because there's going to be cheating galore, and nobody is even qualified as running because they're all Democrats and Republicans, basically. And if you waste your vote, if you're going to go out there and vote and you waste your vote on a Democrat or Republican, you are part of the problem. You're perpetuating the insanity because all the members of the both parties are crooks. And if they don't play ball once they get elected, you know, bad things can happen to them. So they're going to play ball with the New World Order. And they're going to stab you in the back if you're Democrats or Republicans. Yeah. We know the Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats. And they're loaded with rhinos, too. And we know the situation is with government is pretty hopeless. I mean, we have a legitimate right set up vigilante systems right now. You don't have to ask permission to set up a vigilante system. Get it? The reason you set one up is because government is unresponsive. That's it. But we need to seriously think about that. Come on. Better systems than the ones we have, even in America here, it's not that difficult to figure out how to do it. But somebody better start working on it, you know? People are fucking lazy, don't want to do a damn thing. That's right. Hey, this is internet radio. We can say that word. And sometimes that word has meaning as to emphasize the importance of something. It has nothing to do with the literal meaning of it. If you don't understand that, boy, are you brain dead? Are you dense? Are you thick-headed? Are you stupid? Are you backward in your ways? You want to make an issue out of something trivial like that? Yeah. Well, you were brainwashed into doing that, probably. And we need to change the school systems, too. You know, again, that's why I am the most qualified person to ever run for president of the United States, because I know how to set up a better school system than we have now. The school system, first of all, should not be by a bunch of so-called elites, bribe takers from the New World Order, who set up a curriculum not designed to educate people, but to indoctrinate them and brainwash your children into just having enough so they can serve the New World Order. And they're not learning how to be human beings. They're learning how to be obedient robots. That's what your children are learning in school, you know? The whole curriculum is full of crap, you know? I bought a book once, How to Read an Aura, and because I was one or two. Yeah, well, in about 20 minutes, I was able to see auras. You know, do some paper cutouts and circles and blank single color background. And it's that easy to learn. Why aren't children being taught to see aura colors? It's part of the human organism you're inhabiting. Your body is equipped to do this. All you have to do is spend 15, 20 minutes, and once you've learned how to do it, you'll be like me. Everywhere I look at white, I do a soft, what's called the soft gaze to shift my vision intentionally, and I see yellow hiding in white. It takes less than a second to do the soft gaze switch. Everywhere I look, it's white, I see yellow in the background, and then I look further, I see pink hiding in the background. And there's different art colors, like you're riding down the road, you know, and you got the, in America, we got the double yellow, that yellow-orange pink strip in the middle of the road, two of them next to each other, the double yellow, they call it. Well, there's a blue art color coming off that. Try looking for it. You know, I remember seeing that as a child, and I didn't understand what I was seeing. I had the ability to see aura colors already without intentionally, and then it got all forgotten about. And then once I taught myself in 15 to 20 minutes how to see aura colors, I realized that I had been seeing that since I was 5 years old, riding in the my parents' car down the road. I'd look at the orange, double orange markings in the center of the lanes to divide the traffic, and I would see a blue tint hanging off it all the time. Well, start looking for it now. Maybe you can start activating your woken up to find out you had these abilities all along, but that should be part of the school curriculum. You know, first grade, children learning how to see our colors, not just following rules, listening to bells and whistles and commands, which is part of the indoctrination of school. And we need to stop these, you know, overly exposing children to sex in school. I mean, this is ridiculous. You know, it's not the job of the government to do that. And all of that needs to stop immediately. And it's just common sense, you know. You don't let kindergartners look at drag queens that look more like monsters than even drag queens. You don't expose children to that, you know. It's just, it's illogical. But it's happening, especially over in the UK, United Kingdom, once known as Great Britain. Now it's a refugee mecca UK has become. You know, they're willing to give the refugees, treat the refugees better than their own citizens, better than the veterans. Veterans are sleeping out on the street, homeless, without any money. Refugees come over to Great Britain, I mean, the once Great Britain, the invader mecca, whatever you want to call the place. They're making it their own mecca. And these people have no interest in becoming English. They just want to come there and collect the freebies. And it continues. Well, sure, if I was living in a third world nation and I heard they were giving freebies out in England, I'd hit the road and go there too. Plus, you get free ferry service from the British government. If you don't have any credentials, and then they set you up in a five-star hotel with meals. Man, I mean, people on benefits here probably would do better over in Great Britain, you know? Americans sort of start going there. Apparently, you get a better deal. You come in that their country now. You just say, "Oh, I'm a refugee." You know, throw all your ID away and pretend to be a refugee, and then they'll take you right in. You know, and get a free allowance. You don't have to work because you got everything for free. So you just got nothing to do with your time except go out and commit crimes, and that's what the refugees do over in England. You know, they're aggressive. They prey on white people. Can you believe this? Yeah, they're not white themselves, but they want to prey on white people. You know, and they come, they get all their freebies, free room and board, free food, you name it, and then they got nothing to do with themselves. They have no intention of working. They just go out and the men form gangs and they rape the poor English white girls, and the police take the bribe money to look the other way. This is what the hell is going on. England used to be a great country. Now it's Mecca for the invaders. And sad. And of course, they're trying to do that in every country in the world. That's part of the New World Order plan, set all the nations in topsy-turvy, destroy all the meaningful history and heritage of every country, including America, and set up systems that serve the people that don't want to work. And the few people that are stuck working, they have to pay for the whole lot. And the politicians, they don't solve any of the problems. They make more problems. Every decision they make is the wrong one. Again, we need to set up a better system than we have. Now, the American model does not work anymore. It's a republic, and in a republic, the representatives have all the power, and you have none. Now, that's the truth, and it needs to be told, and people need to wake up. We have to stop trusting elected politicians because they can't be trusted. The whole system of a representative form of government known as a republic does not work anymore. It might have seemed to work when they first set it up, as opposed to a kingship or something like that, but it doesn't take long for the dark side to gain control with bribe money, blackmail, or whatever, and they control these representatives. Once they've got them under their control, they're not going to do anything for you. All the things they promised, they're only going to do what the bribe money tells them to do, because everybody wants bribe money. That's why they get into politics for them, you know? And there's never enough good people in a republic to vote good things into legislation. That's the way it is now. Too many rotten apples in every government, too many controlled politicians. They're controlled with the bribe money. You know, the New World Order, they own all the central banks. They can print up as much fake money as they want. They can put, a money into your bank account and take it away, too, at the whim of a button. They have control of all of these things. So we have a system that doesn't really work because it's overpowered with too much money to be spent on bribing people to persuade them to do what's good for the elite and bad for the common person. You know? So, like I said earlier, to set up a vigilante system, the purpose of setting one up is when your government no longer serves you and the government has become the enemy, just like today, you know? Come on, White House in America, they're the enemy. Come on, that's not even a real person as the president. That's one of the clones one of the defective clones that you get to see on the TV, that's not a real person anymore. And they got an airhead as the vice president. And what do I mean by airhead? Well, I don't know. I think you'll figure that out. But that's the sad situation we have. We need a better system because the Congress is so corrupt, and there's no light at the end of the tunnel with the U.S. Congress. Absolutely not. Probably the same true in all the other countries around the world, too, pretty much. You know, but definitely here in the U.S., there's no light at the end of the tunnel with the politicians. Come November, it's going to be the same moronic display going through the motions. And the fake news media will have the numbers for you, and they'll be talking what the pollsters say and all the malarkey and nonsense. It's meaningless because there'll be people behind the scenes manipulating the numbers and the poll voters and everything. And of course, both parties are working to take control of, you know, the House of Representatives, the Senate. And as far as American people go, it's going to be no good for them, no matter which one of the big parties gains control. And basically, what do they do when they gain control? Not too much. Mostly they block each other. They have full power to block the opponent so the other opponent doesn't get anything done. And so it's going to be a worthless election. You know, we all can predict, well, that probably the Republicans will get more votes this time. But even if they do, there's still the possibility that the Democrats, professional cheaters, world champion cheaters at winning an election, will be able to overturn all the votes just like they did in the presidential election. So, what will the people who are supposed to do something about that do? I don't know. All of them have been bribed. They're not going to do anything, just like the presidential election went by. And they had enough evidence to prove it was cheating, but there was enough people bribed in high positions to see that it wasn't really investigated. So we're back to vigilantism again, because we need to set something up, because the powers to be, the owners of the republics in the world, are going to make us, they're going to hopelessly try to lock us into more lockdowns, trick us into more poisonous vaccines, and do all kinds of bad things, open up the borders without any restrictions, allow all the criminals to come in and take our money, rape our land, rape our people. And this is what they're going to try to perpetrate against all of us. They're in the middle of doing it now as I speak, but that's why we need our galactic brothers and sisters to come here to rescue us. It sounds like a fantasy movie. Well, it's not. It's going to be reality, resembling science fiction almost, but it's going to happen. You can't stop it, even if you wanted to, nor can the dark side stop it either, which is refreshing to know. But meanwhile, we're here on Earth still, and we have to endure the day-to-day struggles. Hopefully, if I can change one person's mind come November, don't vote for a Democrat or Republican. And this is going to be how people are going to say it. Well, if you don't go out and vote for a Republican, the Democrats are going to win again. Well, they could win anyhow, but you know, you need to think a little beyond that and understand that the Congress needs to have all the Democrats and all the Republicans removed, because political parties are corrupt. They're all bought out in every nation in the world. That's part of the New World Order plan. buy everyone out, buy all the decision makers, and then you can have your cake and eat it too. And that's their game plan. And they're going hell-bent into the future for the November 2022 election. There's going to be massive cheating. There's going to be massive lying. And if you, the people, can't organize, you got 2 months to go to set up and make it mandatory that anybody who goes out and votes should vote for anybody but a Democrat or Republican. But you have to have some unification to make it worthwhile. You know, what can I do? I can declare everyone who votes for a Democrat or Republican in this coming election to be a traitor. How about that? I'm going to call you all traitors, because the solution is not to vote for a Democrat or Republican. And we have to have vote counters at every polling booth. You know, so your candidate needs to be there. And we need to have it okay when you go to the polling booth. You can say, hey, I'm voting for so-and-so. And there shouldn't be any problem with that. But there's a lot of preliminary work to do. First of all, these candidates are not ever going to be on the ballot, the independent ones, unless you make an effort to put them on there. No, you're all going to get behind the Democrats or Republicans because you've been brainwashed. That's the only way. Well, it's not. Yeah, the only way to break this whole system down is to not vote ever again for a Democrat or Republican. All people running for elected office have to be independent. That should be the law of the land. I'm making it as such right now by declaring it to be the law of the land. And that should be enough to make it right there, just my verbal declaration. And of course, we can have a system like that. Because those of us that have something to say and know the way, well, we should be the ones making the decisions, not elected liars and cheaters and New World Order puppets. Every one of those people running for office is probably a New World Order puppet. And if they aren't, they will be as soon as they take office. And that is the harsh reality. Situation. There's still enough time for the American people to get together and pass the word, don't vote for a Democrat or Republican, because then you're just perpetuating the problem. And who says we don't need the the good ETs to help us? Well, you're crazy, because we do, because the people on this planet are so brainwashed. They will continue to elect crooked politicians as long as, you know, as the systems continue. You know, it takes a great amount of effort to do this, but we have the public communication networks nowadays where we can do that. But everybody is chicken. That's right, you're all chicken shit. Because you're all afraid to do what needs to be done. And where is the military and all this, huh? We got a fake president with an airhead vice president who cheated to become elected rulers of the White House here in America. And where's military enforcement to arrest these traitors and saboteurs, whatever you want to call them, criminals? Why aren't they been arrested and in jail? Is there no integrity in any branch of the American government anymore? Why? Why is this allowed to be going on? Why are the chemtrail planes still flying? How come nobody in politics is even willing to talk about it? You know, and you, the people who are the voters, why aren't you asking those tough questions of the politicians? Why are you allowing these planes to go up for the last 20 years and poison the air we breathe and poison the ground at the same time, you know, killing other life forms off? Why are you allowing this to happen? Isn't it? There isn't even a person willing to ask a politician like that. They don't have the answer because they're not even being asked those questions. Forget about journalists. There are no more journalists. There's just editors and pawns pretending to be journalists because it doesn't matter what they uncover. You know, when they, as soon as the editor finds out what they uncovered and want to say, he goes, no, no, no. The bribe money says, no, you cannot talk about that. And that's where it ends. What kind of, you know, that's not journalism. No, that's a sham that's going on, you know. And then we got all these knife-wielding criminals out there that aren't being taken care of by the police, you know. We don't have police that are really on top of things either. You know, some of them are. Some communities are safer than others, but other ones are out of control. New York City, come on. Lately, a lot of subway slashings, people with knives. I mean, you want to stop crime in the subway, you need a cop on every subway station. At least one. Sometimes you need a pair of them. So why aren't you doing that? You know, you think you're, what, you know, I mean, really, that's what you need to stop criminals. You have to have police out there, a police presence out there. The criminals know there's not a cop at every subway station, so they're not even thinking about that. They just go, hey, I don't see a cop around. I'll just do whatever I want. And that's what's going on. And, of course, we had, similar problems in other countries. You know, the police aren't there to protect the people. The police are there to harass the people at the whim of the government. Unfortunately, and that's how we have to reinvent the police, too. It's not that difficult. The laws need to be made different. You know, police have too much power, and the police need to be more responsive to the public, ordering them what to do, not just listening to the captain of their force, not just listening to elites. The police can't be responsive to every single citizen out there. Oh, they shouldn't be cops then, that's all. We don't want cops bullying us around, pushing their weight around. We want cops being responsive in everything. When we say there's something happening, we want them to investigate it. And to our liking, we don't want them turning their backs on honest requests, and we don't want them harassing people either, like motor vehicle pullovers. That should be declared illegal. Because it's harassing motorists. The old DMV, you know, the letters, DMV, Division of Motor Vehicles. Well, what it really stands for, DMV, Division of Motorist Victimization. And that's essentially what the police are engaged in doing out there, you know. We've had to endure it here in America much more than any place, probably, because a lot of places in America, we don't have high crime. So the police got nothing to do except serve the local government, which the local government wants more money for the politicians, of course. So they want the cops going out there and giving out tickets, which is an unfair system to begin with, because the ticket prices have gone up. The wages of the people that get stuck paying these tickets don't. The rich people never get tickets because they have chauffeurs to drive them around, so they don't have to worry about being victimized. But at the same time, if a rich person gets a ticket for speeding, it should be what he pays should be based on how much his wealth is. And consequently, so the wealthier people should pay more for tickets than the regular people. Novel idea, huh? Well, it's just a little common sense there because the current system is not fair. And government has given everybody triple whammy. Not only you pay a ticket now, you got an increase on your insurance, you got other increases, surcharges on top of that. So whatever offense you committed with a motor vehicle, it's triple whammy. That's not justice. That's extortion of hardworking people. And, of course, your government is an extortion apparatus. You know, the whole thing with paying taxes. How can you be living free and paying taxes? If you were free, no one could force you to pay taxes. If you really owned your land, you wouldn't have to pay taxes on it. You know, nobody really owns their land. They like to think they do. And you can do a good job of pretending you own your land, especially if you're elite. You can hire security guards, fence off the whole property, and well, if you're elite, you've got plenty of money to burn, so you have no problem paying taxes and stuff like that. But that's it. We need to get rid of all these criminal organizations like the IRS and all the other three-letter things, organizations that your tax money supports. But these organizations are not there to serve you. They're there to rein you in and exploit you and control you. We don't need this shit. CDC, Center for Disease Control, wrong. CDC, Center for Disease Corruption. It's sickening. These organizations are unnecessary. Really? That's why people should consider voting for people like me. You know? Can trim down the federal government in 1 week. Just my first set of decrees will be cutting the funding for all these fake organizations. American people would be better off without them. Really. We can pay the people. We ain't going to worry about people losing their jobs. It'll be cheaper for us to put them on welfare and get them out of our hair, ruining our lives, than it is to keep them in their positions of authority where they have the opportunity to screw our lives up because of their official authoritative position. You know, is everybody on the bribe take? You bet they are. And that's why we need to replace our government with a more realistic, common sense-based system where the people have the right to do whatever they want. It's in the U.S. Constitution, you know? It's called the Bill of Rights, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness. You know how many laws are out there that violate that? Why aren't you smart lawyers out there doing it? You know, taking care of the general public. You know, are you just thirsty for money so you want to serve whoever offers you the most money, never mind about what's ethical or not? There's so many things are in violate, laws are in violation of the U.S. Constitution. We all lost count of it a long time ago, but they all need to be addressed. Every law needs to be reexamined. In fact, every law should be put up on a referendum. Do we want this or not? Because most of them we don't want. Government has too much power. All aspects of government has too much power. We don't want that either. Everything needs to be changed for the better. And we can start on that now, setting up vigilante systems, you know? But we have to have an agreement by the general public that we're not going to listen to this fake government we have. It's, you know, they have a place in Washington, D.C. that does not serve the people. They all need to be arrested. Really? Arrested. Put on the work form. Let them do some real work. They don't deserve any breaks. They never gave us any breaks. But we need something to happen, and we need to take some physical actions. And we need to start doing it at local and work our way to the top. You know, yeah, the big election's coming in November, but like I said, I don't have too much hope for the American people. because you're all voting, you're running for crooked politicians. The same lot that gave you the deal. Realize that you all participated in the death of innocent people by promoting a toxic vaccine that was known to be toxic. And of course, everybody who's really informed and knows about the New World Order agenda, one of their agendas is to depopulate America. They've been working on it for years. They created the AIDS virus. They created the SARS virus. They created the chemtrails. They created the poisoning of the water on purpose. They did all these things on purpose, and they've been stabbing you in the back since the day you were born. And told you that this is democracy. There is no democratic system on the face of this earth, none. It's just a word used to con the people. America is not a democracy. Remember your pledge of allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic. That's it. We're a republic, and let me remind everybody again, in a republic, the representatives have all the power, and you, the people, have none. That's right. That's how it works. And when you stupidly elected dishonest people, and they're all dishonest if they're in politics, pretty much, you're not going to get get any satisfaction of electing crooks, because they're all going to stab you in the back and take the bribe money and smile and pretend they're doing something for you when they're not. If you ever listen to them, they all have nothing to say. They all have that. None of them have solutions either. They all say, "Well, we have to look into the matter bigger. We have to find a way." Well, that's not a solution. That's saying that you don't have a solution, really. And you have the audacity to go out in front of the public and say that. Well, nobody's questioning them, because there are no questioning reporters anymore, or they quickly lose their job. That's where it's at. There are no journalists. They're only puppets for the fake media. Yeah, all the anchor news people, they're teleprompter readers. They're not anchor news people anymore. They're teleprompter readers. That's the job. We hire you to sit in front of the camera and read off the teleprompter screen. That's your job. Never mind whether it's true or not. You just read it and collect your paycheck. And don't worry about it. In fact, you don't have to make any decisions. You show up for work. That's your first thing. Teleprompter reader, you go to wardrobe, and you pick out what you're going to wear to be in front of the cameras that day. And then you go take your position, and you wait for the light to come on and say, "Welcome to Fake News America. Today, nothing important happened. The politicians promised to look into the matter." What matter? Whatever matter. They promised to look into it. And let's have our correspondent standing in front of the fake green screen here. We'll project an image of where they're supposed to be. And that's how the show goes on. And then, of course, we have the war in Ukraine. I feel sorry for the Ukrainian people who are getting displaced and mistreated by all sides. And there's three sides here. There's the Russians, the Ukrainians, and the New World Order interferers. Yeah, they're in the mixture there too. And of course, the Ukrainian government is owned by the New World Order, and there's probably half the actual destruction of the buildings and displacement of people are false flag operations. And what we see on the TV, we can't trust anymore because of the digital conspiracy. Yeah, you know, I mention it every week, but people ought to go out and buy my book, Connected Austerity, because I got 39 ongoing conspiracies in that book, and one of them is the digital conspiracy. How they made it law that all broadcasters have to send out a digital signal, because that can be manipulated. That's why they want it like that. There are no more non-digital signals out there. The ones that if you altered it, it could be determined that it had been altered. They made that law, the digital signal. Everything has to be digital so they can fake the news. They can fake the pictures, and they do it all the time. And there's no way for you to tell whether they did it or not. So seeing is not necessarily believing anymore. Yeah, that's the digital conspiracy. It's real. Read about it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, available everywhere. You know, iTunes, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, even. The ebook is only $5 to $7. Read it in a couple of hours, and you'll be a smarter person. It's my guarantee. If you can, anybody who buys the book and doesn't learn anything from it, call into this radio station and explain to me how you didn't learn anything about it. And if you convince me, I'll give you your money back, okay? But I talk about things in this book, Connect the Dots Theory, that even the Galactic Federation doesn't know about. Yeah, hard to believe, right? They probably, they're too cheap to buy a copy themselves either, you know? It's possible to say everything in one book, but boy, I did my best to open up everybody's mind to a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes. If you want to know what's going on, get my book, Connect the Dots Theory, and pay attention to what I say on my show. You know, you want to find out what the Galactic Federation is doing? 2012portal.blogspot.com. Hey, but most of all, get out and buy my book. Come on. You know, I'm a real common man type person, plus presidential candidate, and I got a book out there that reveals a lot of dirty secrets, plus it educates you on a lot of things you should have been taught in school but weren't, plus it's got pictures to prove about all the invisible things floating around in our world just outside of our vision. You know, if you have a spruce tree in your backyard, you're liable to find these creatures, too, with a camera at night. But you won't even be knowing what to look for unless you get the book, Connected Austerity. Hey, we're coming to the end of the show. I got two albums out there on CD Baby, Songs Better Than Dylan by Tom Edison, that's me, and American Party Songs by Tom Edison. Courtesy of CD Baby. Hey, the songs are out there on YouTube. Plus, I got my YouTube videos out there. Hey, check it out. Subway Fantasy 4 is a rock and roll documentary. Only 12 minutes long about Charlie Gracie. Had the first rock and roll record out of Philadelphia in 1951. You can watch that for free on YouTube, Subway Fantasy 4. Okay, let's do the countdown, Mr. Engineer. Hey, listeners, tell your friends tune in next week. Hey, if they got a phone, tell them they can call in. Okay, here's the countdown, and you're going to get to hear my original material at the end of the show, the last song being I Gotta Be Somebody. It's my anthem. It could be your anthem. It's the first song on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan. It's called I Gotta Be Somebody. Okay, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. your life. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or how to satisfy. Gotta be somebody. Feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand without fear. Made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. Sleeping. I don't want a joint on in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody. Feel alive. Or no, I was here to my stand without fear. It is clear to